Got the rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded. My first job ever was when I started being Puerto Rican. It was between my junior and senior year. And my mother got me a job here in Sandy, and I came up for the summer. And I was answering phones for EBT cards.
Oh, yeah.
And it was it was all EBT. The EBT for Utah, it was all unemployment benefits. And then the other states, it was all child support benefits. And we almost never got Utah calls, but they were always from the South. And these soul sisters and these white fucking trash ladies, their fours, their O's, and a few other letters, they all sounded the same. Sam, you know, it was a bummer. And in those days, I had just discovered reggaeton music, which reggaeton is a very, very vibrant, very Latin sound. And I was driven to it because I was always Spanish. And I used to have this haircut. It was all spiky, kind of like that Pauly D. And then spikes everywhere. And I had the line up. And I had the big fake...
the hoopage?
Cubics from like Claire's.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this one hour, I used to sit next to this chick named Aubriana Solis. But she was an absolute babe. And one day, I told her, she's like, you smoke? I'm like, I smoke these. Because I've been smoking these since high school.
Cigars.
I've been smoking Black and Miles.
Black and Miles, bitches.
So I let her have one, and we're talking, and we're bullshitting. And she's like, are you Puerto Rican?
We're smoking Black and Miles tonight.
Black and Measy.
Black and Measy's.
Pipe tobacco cigars, wood tip. Classy. The taste.
But we only pronounce
the taste
it.
You look for.
We never talk about Black and Miles with a hard R, though.
Black and Measy's. And I remember this chick, she asked me, she's like, are you Puerto Rican? I'm like, why? She's like, I like the way Puerto Ricans are always like, mamita, mamita.
You're like, yes, I am.
I'm like, mamita, I'm glad you brought that up.
And that's what you became Puerto Rican.
Yeah, right then and there, boy. And I would tell her, I'm like, I'm more Puerto Rican than the major leagues. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Puerto Rican as shit. And I carried that. And I remember, so it was between senior and junior year, or junior and senior. And I remember the day that I went back to school, because it was like, I got home from Salt Lake the day before. And I remember, because I had worked all summer and I got to pick my own school clothes, dude. And this is gay. This is dumb. But I remember the first day of school, I bought this pink shirt with a white collar and white French cuffs.
Yeah.
And I got these, and I bought these $ cufflinks. And I'm just a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And I remember the first day of school, I'm wearing pink, because it was back when dudes were wearing pink for whatever fucking reason. And I met...
That was a thing for a while when I was in high school.
They were doing pink too?
I had a gray button-up shirt, but it had it's kind of a check pattern, but it had pink. Yeah, I would wear the pink.
It became a thing like...
I look good in pink. I was like...
Mid-2000s, around 2005, pink became a thing. Dudes were wearing pink.
Yeah, cycles.
And I was, goddamn, I was wearing pink, dude. And I get to school, and that year, my junior year of my high school closed. And we all went to a new school. And that's cool to go to a new school, especially if all your fucking peers are going. Then it's fine. And I remember all the dudes from my senior class, the first day of school, every one of them motherfuckers were wearing pink.
Yeah.
And I get there and we're like, what the fuck, man?
Y'all turn gay.
Everybody was wearing pink. And I remember the first day of school, like all the East Carbon boys were wearing pink. Because all the East Carbon kids were wearing pink, dude. And I remember I had this the French Lynx, dude. And I remember I get to first day of school. I get there and I look at all my pink buddies and I said to them, I was like, don't worry, fellas. I'm Puerto Rican now. That's what I said to them. I told them not to worry.
Don't worry, I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm Puerto Rican now.
No, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
And then they were looking at me like, half of them were like, fuck yeah, you are. And the other ones were like,
he just misgendered himself?
Puerto Rican, huh? And then I wore it for years. And then one day I told everybody I was in Puerto Rican. Like half of the kids were like, I know good and goddamn well you were never Puerto Rican.
It's like half,
it was fun watching.
It's like half the Jewish comics.
Yeah, all the Jews.
They ever came out. Yeah, we knew. We knew the whole
thing. I want receipts. And a part of this, you know, there's this one lady. Don't put this on the podcast.
I'm not hitting the pot. Hold on. We'll pause. You want me to pause this for real?
Yeah.
We're going to pause this. You guys don't get to hear about this one lady, but I do. Oh, y'all miss a good story. That's a crazy bitch right there.
Yeah, everybody wants to be. Yeah, I was Puerto Rican for a while. I admit to that. That was wrong. I was never Puerto Rican.
I'm still black.
I have family members who still think that I have family that's Puerto Rican like that. Nobody is. Everybody's Spaniard.
Yeah, I'm still half black. I'm holding on to that myth until the end of my days.
Well, I could believe that.
Yes.
Go to the movies with Chuck Fury, and he won't shut up during the movies, and you will find out that this man is in fact a black dude.
Yes.
But
don't pay any attention to my penis pictures. Those are a misrepresentation.
Yeah, of those true are ethnicity. All.
I mean, I zoomed
way out on it.
It is a beautiful penis, but it's not.
I zoomed
it's
way
not,
out.
It's not very black.
I shouldn't have zoomed out.
Mm.
I should have zoomed in.
Should have zoomed in the whole time. Speaking of penis, last time, one of the podcasts, because it was last time we talked, but it's four episodes now. When you're talking about this, the only job you never jerked off at, and I said me too. I ruined that the other day. I'm going to fucking murder you. Put the goddamn cell phone down, Nick.
No, I'm just
I jerked off at work the other day. I ruined, but I didn't get to come. I couldn't come for some reason. I don't know why.
This is what
I couldn't. I couldn't come at work.
Bring that to us.
What are we doing here?
We're gonna lay upon the couch.
Oh, we're gonna put on the fire. Oh no, the other couch.
Oh yeah.
We do fire. We have.
Flip on the fire.
We have a gorgeous home, ladies and gentlemen.
We really do.
It's almost mansion-like by comic standards, which isn't saying much. But, and I noticed in one of the podcasts, it sounded like I was smoking weed. I was not smoking. I'm still clean, y'all. That's just, I smoke cigars like an addict, so I was inhaling like a motherfucker. All right. So, yeah, but when we're saying we never jerked off at our current jobs, I fucked that up and jerked off the other day really good.
At work?
Yeah, I didn't come, though. It pissed me off. Couldn't come, mostly because the break was too short, and sometimes it takes me a while to come.
I never have that much time at work to do a bust.
But now it makes me want to do it even. I think there's jobs I had as teenagers that I didn't jerk off, but in my adult life, I was always jerked off at work.
Oh, that reminds me. My very first job. It was, so I had that job I just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
but, and that was between junior and senior, and the next summer, between senior year and the one semester of college I did, there was this place in my little hometown. It was a market research place, right? You'd call and you would do over the phone surveys, and the name of the place was Discovery Research, Market Research. And it was all over the country, and you'd do various surveys. And I remember there was a survey that only covered, I think, like Seattle, Oregon, California, Washington. And it was a survey for the company California Pizza Kitchen.
I know that company.
And they would sell frozen deals.
CPK.
Yeah, and I think there's still those locations here. You go to California Pizza Kitchen, the restaurant.
Yeah.
But this was a survey for their frozen pizza line.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a frozen
pizza. And you just call and you'd ask, like, do you prefer, Totino's, Red Baron?
Totino's is the best frozen pizza. Even though it seems like it's not real pizza, that was my favorite when I was still eating pizza.
When I was a kid, I used to love the Tombstone.
I think I had Tombstone.
And back in the day, the Tombstone, they had a commercial campaign where it was always like somebody at the gallows or somebody at the guillotine.
Yeah.
And they'd always say, "What do you want on your tombstone?"
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "Oh, bell peppers and pepperoni," and
what do you want to eat? Nick has to relight his cigar, so I'm going to fill time here rather than hit the pause button. We're not big on editing, if you can't tell. So, If one of us drops a hard R at some point, we probably won't edit that out.
And it was a great job. Nick. It was a tremendous job. I loved it. And there was this one, it was for a gas company in Illinois. And this survey took 40 minutes.
God damn.
And if you got 2 a week, you were making like $22 an hour. And it was probably my voice. But I remember I'd get like 3 or 4 a day.
God damn.
And I was making all this money, dude, because he'd only put me on this survey. And they would just listen to me, but nobody else could do it. And then I got a couple fun stories about it, because it was the first job I ever got fired from. But I remember this one time, we were working or whatever. And me and this cat that I was working with, one of my good buddies, this cat named Tyler Tricasso. Me and Tyler, we were in the break room, just, you know, having our little lunch break, just chilling. And I was like, check this out. And I put some pickle juice in the coffee. There's a fresh pot of coffee being brewed.
Yeah.
So I put some pickle juice, and then Tyler's like, well, I see your pickle juice. And I raise you some Italian dressing. So he'd do a little Italian dressing. I was like, I see your Italian dressing, and I raise you some Windex.
Jesus. You're gonna kill
motherfuckers. So we put all this shit in the coffee, dude. And then we went back to work. And there was this big fat Mexican lady who sat next to me.
At some point, one of you just jerked off. And
no, we didn't do it.
Less caustic for whoever. We didn't even, less dangerous for whoever was going to drink
and,
it. I think the heat from the coffee kills the HIV.
Maybe. Well, none of us had HIV.
No, but you never know. Young men. You never know, you know.
We're just young men in a small town. But anyway, so we put all this bullshit in the coffee, and then I go back to work. And then, like, no shit, like, maybe 3-4 minutes later, there's this big fat Mexican, this very sexy fat lady. Yeah. Like that one lady we know. And Jordan Winters or her name. And, but anyway, so we go to sitting at work, and then the lady, she comes and sits next to me, and she's in hand, she has a nice hot cup of coffee. And I'm sitting there like, fuck, oh no, 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 no. And I'm just sitting there like, oh shit. We did so much shit to the coffee. And we're just sitting there, and I'm sitting there. And then this lady takes this big sip of the coffee, dude, and she spits it. And she's like, what the fuck? And just how hard I was laughing gave it away. Did you get fired? I was like, it was fucking you. No, I was like, no, that's just funny. That's just funny. I don't know what happened. No, I didn't get fired for that. What I got fired for, so...
You did get fired.
I didn't get fired for that, but I did get fired.
Did you pull a hone?
No.
We got to talk about what David did, but...
Oh, so the day that I got fired, so I was, like I said, I was just graduated. And my senior year, I tried weed for the first time. And the first few times I smoked weed, fuck all happened. Nothing happened to me, Chucky, baby. And then one day, I was at this job... And it's lunchtime, and these three dudes, they're like, you want to go with us to lunch and smoke weed? I'm like, it doesn't work on me, but I'll go with you. So we go up to the hills, we smoke a J, and halfway through the J, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Because I'm like all smiley, bro, and I can't even handle it, bro. Oh, man, like this is the best ever. So then we go back to work, and I go upstairs. And I can't handle my shit, dude. I'd never been real high, and I'm sitting because it's, you know, it's surveys, and we wouldn't dial, the phones would generate the calls for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember I was sitting there and I got my headphones on and somebody would answer, and I would just start laughing my ass off. I kept hanging up on it. I kept hanging up, and then I had the munchies. I'd never had the munchies before.
Yeah.
And the only thing they had in the entire place, because the vending machines were out, was the lady up front had like a little bowl full of like hard cinnamon candies.
Yeah.
So I remember I go grab a handful and I go sit back in my seat and I would just go, I would just crunch. I wouldn't even suck them. I would just crunch these and laugh in people's ears and I'd hang up and I was crunching. and I couldn't handle it. I'd try to eat it, and then somebody would say something, I'd crunch it, and I'd hang up on them. And then finally, my boss, he gets on the phone thing, and I can hear him through my phone jack, and he's like, come here. And I go up to him, and he says, are you high? And I was like,
Just a little bit.
Like weed?
He said, like weed?
Like weed? And it's like, yeah, like weed. And I just start giggling. It's like, I just started laughing my ass. I was like, get the fuck out of here. God, and don't ever come back.
He didn't give you a warning or nothing.
No.
Jesus no. Christ.
I was only like 17, too.
That's some hardcore shit.
Yeah, man. I wasn't even 18 yet. Well, I wasn't even close to 18 because I was one of those kids.
Just gave you a write-up or something.
Man. I was one of those kids who graduated at 16. Like, I had like a weird birthday.
Oh, shit.
I had that like weird birthday that I was 16 for another 3 months and then I turned 17.
How old you not? Did you start like a year early in price? Like
the, no, so like, I mean, I don't know how the deadlines work then, but the deadline was September 1st.
But you should have been 17, not 16.
No, I was 16 when I graduated, and I was 17 when I started college.
Were you one of them real smart motherfuckers? Mm-hmm. No?
No, I think I probably could have been, but nobody told my grandparents that it was ADD that I had.
Yeah.
Because when I was a little kid, because I had the grandparents, because I was raised by my grandparents, and I had the kind of grandparents/parents who did not miss a parent-teacher
conference. Yeah, we talked about that last never time. Missed. I had the same problem.
Man. Never missed, but and I remember when I was like a little kid, like my teachers would be like, this little motherfucker's just always staring out the windows and shit. And my grandparents like, you're one of them, you're a fucking window licker. I'm like, no, I'm not a window licker.
Window licker.
I'm just like always looking out the window thinking about death and airplanes and popcorn and shit, dude. Like, I got a million things going, man. I just couldn't, you know, get down on what I was learning, bro. The only time, no, I was cool with English and science and, but math was a fucking deal for me, homie. Because when I was a little kid, I remember I was like second grade, multiplication was happening.
Yeah.
And we'd do these timed tests every Friday. You do a time test, and so you could be the fastest at it. And I remember I was bullshit at it, dude. My grandmother would, she would sit at the table with me trying to learn multiplication, and she'd flip and she'd slap me. And she's like, you're going to fucking learn these, man. And like the whole thing fucked me and math all together, dude. Like numbers, I have a phobia. I had a grandma who was a loving Catholic lady, but she was hardcore, bud. She was the kind of lady that, you know what, I mean, I'll whip ass first and ask questions later. Yeah. I remember when I was in the sixth grade, I called the cops on her.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
she was whipping my ass for like homework or something, dude. And I called the cops. And she was a chef at the jail. So I remember I called the cops. And as soon as they answered, or as soon as 911 answered, I hung up. And they called back. And I remember my grandma was like, send some people. And it was, and then like all the people who knew my grandma, like all these, all the police forces. So my hometown, East Carbon and Sunnyside, they all came to the house. Price City, they all came to the house. The Highway Patrol, they all came to the house. Carbon County, everybody came because it was my grandma, right?
Yeah.
And they come and then they're like, do your fucking homework, motherfucker. Like, everybody chewed my
your
ass
grandma's
out.
Going, fuck
and I remember she dude, and I was like, sure, like, there's a fucking welt on my back, motherfucker. Because she hit me with a bow that wasn't strung.
Oh,
I
shit.
Had a bow, and I remember she whipped me, dude, and I had this massive fucking welt on
and
my back.
And they didn't care. They were like, she's going to do it again.
Get your ass up there and do the fucking homework, dude.
Jesus Christ.
And I remember my grandmother didn't say a word to me for like 6 months, dude.
God damn.
And I was a little kid. I was like in the sixth grade, dude. And she didn't say shit to me from August probably to February.
Nice.
Didn't say a word to me, bro. My own grandma, dude, in the same house.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, man.
Dude.
That'd be brutal. That's torture.
It was torture, bud.
I don't know why. Oh, I was thinking about this earlier. Because the jerking off. When I first started this job, I'll probably get myself fired, but they won't listen to this. It was at Vivint. And So, like, they we had the training class. Most people were in the office. What are you looking for, a lighter?
Just this.
You can't go to your phone every time I start to talk, you faggot. Because this is good.
I listen to you. I didn't realize that's what I was doing.
You do. You do, you little bitch. I'm interesting, goddammit. No, but I was used to living in my, I wasn't living in a car, I'm used to living in my car and training, and everybody's there. This isn't, now most of them are at home, but you had to train in office. And I'm used to living in my car and just, you don't think about shit when you live in, you just do what you do. And I had, you ever get an itch in the tube in your dick down low? Like,
what?
I get, sometimes if I jerk off with too much lotion or chemical products like soap or something, you get a little itch in your dick, you know? My dick was, Nick, I pulled my dick out at work without even thinking about it, like right in the middle. I just like, okay, normally when I pull my dick out at inappropriate times, it's on purpose, but I just pulled
my... You forgot where you were.
I didn't even, I pulled my dick out and started itching and realized, oh my God, I'm in the middle, and put it, nobody saw. Like, it, because they're all facing their computers, and I didn't know if they had, I knew I had, well, there was a camera on me, but my dick was below camera level because there's the one on the computer, but I was like, I wonder if there's cameras up in the ceiling and shit, like they got, but turns out they didn't. But I've pulled my dick out a number of times on camera and not known it, but like, it,
I can believe that, Chuck.
Well, like at Buck's show, I can't remember who was on stage, but it was one of his showcases one night, and I was sitting on the side. You know, that faces the stage from the side instead of the audience. So I put a notebook up so the audience couldn't see and pulled my nuts out so the comedian on stage could see it. And then last week when you hit that fucking THC pen and Buck was like, dude, there's a camera right there. I was right in front of the camera when I pulled my nuts out. I think I pulled my dick out in front of Kayla one day at her mic right under a camera. She had to tell me to put my...
Oh, Chuck did. Yo, my, she put did. Put my junk away.
Kayla. We're fucking one day. All right, tell a story so you can get off your phone.
Which one?
I don't know. You just talk. You have to talk the whole time so that you're paying attention. Nick don't give a fuck when anybody else is talking.
It's a bummer, man.
It's a bummer for me, not for you. You're entertained.
No, I'm still pretty entertained.
Yeah, but by your phone.
No.
Because I'm just as narcissistic as you are. Tell us a good... Tell us a penis story.
Dude, so. I had to have been, I was about 14. No, 13, 14. Let's say 13. And my buddy Bryant, sweet Bryant Bridge.
Bryant Bridge, everybody.
And hopefully he doesn't hear this, because God bless him. God bless his mom. His mom's always been a, I love his family. They were good people to me my entire life. Good people.
Did you fuck his mom?
No. No, I did not.
This story just got less awesome.
You'll love
it. Okay.
But anyway, and you maybe heard it, but I remember when I was, you know, like I said, 7th grade, 8th grade, I would go hang with Bryant very regularly. He was a good buddy of mine. And his dad was a big porn guy, but he was a magazine fella.
Yeah.
I remember when we were little kids, when we were little ass kids, dude, like 3rd, 4th grade, we got a hold of the Playboys, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen a Playboy, that's a good pair of titties, a furry cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've never seen, you just see a pussy. You never seen, like, the in the
You didn't get to see the snatch, like, in
house. You never got to see the bush. And I remember we did that for years. And then when I was about 7th grade, the dad had upped his game, so he was doing Hustlers and Penthouse.
Yeah, Hustlers.
And you could see the wiener go in.
Yeah. Penthouse didn't do that at first, but I remember seeing a later copy of Penthouse, the full penetration.
I was like, this is awesome. I remember, like, goddamn, there's a hole there. It's not just a little slit. It's a hole in the middle of the slit. And we were pumped. And I remember one day I was hanging out at his house, and we were playing a little Dreamcast. And we're playing Dreamcast, his mom says, hey, you got a phone call? And my buddy Brian, he has a little girlfriend. This little girl from up the road, and they were on the phone. And I remember he was like, don't listen to my phone call. So he was like in the laundry room. Because we were in his bedroom, which was in the basement. And his basement, his bedroom next was the laundry room to there. And I remember he had the dryer on. He flipped the dryer on. He was like talking to his girlfriend. And I'm playing Dreamcast by myself. And it starts getting boring and, you know. And it's got like some goddamn Alien Ant Farm playing all loud. So, you know, I've got the Alien Ant Farm and then the dryer And, you know, we're down there and it is in the other room talking. And then all of a sudden I realize, like, oh, my boy Brian's got some pretty solid reading in between his mattress. And he's out of the room. There's nobody there. So I pick up the mattress and by God, there's a hustler or two.
I heard this bit on Brandon's podcast. Please continue. Yes, this is good shit.
And, you know, I'm a young man, you know what I mean? So I pick up the mag and I'm flipping through it. And I'm just a young junior high kid with a libido, like some sort of fucking
French young pervert. Junior high kid.
And, you know, I get the urge. So I start beating my dick, dude. And he's in the other room and, you know, I can't hear nothing. And I'm jerking my dick off. And then the mom came down the stairs, but I couldn't hear her. And his mother sounds to this day, the sweet lady, she sounds like DMX.
Oh, shit.
She had a real raspy voice. And I remember out of nowhere, she just says, "Where's Brian?" And I just turn around and look at her, and I got my dick in my hand, and I'm like, "Oh, well, he's in the other room on the phone." And then she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, I just fucking fixing my shoe. I'm just fixing my shoes.
When you were a kid, like, because you're much younger than me, was it considered normal to jerk off when you was, like, were people open about it?
I think they were when we were, like, in junior high, but I had, what do you call it? I viewed sex at a young age. Like, my mother was kind of a promiscuous lady. So I remember when I was a little kid, a little ass kid, there was this, my grandparents had this doll, and I remember like pulling the pants off this lady doll, and I remember fucking this doll, and I remember both my grandparents like walked in on me fucking this doll, and they whipped my little ass, yeah, and I remember them like telling me, I'm like, "Hey, what the fuck is he learning that shit? What the fuck does he know about this?" And I was like, I'm a fucking skanker. I don't know what it was. But I had been jerking off. I had been busting, because I had been having orgasms since I was like 3. But where? Nothing ever came out till I was like 11.
Oh, but I never had an orgasm. But yeah, I thought something was wrong with my, and people tell me you're not supposed to get hard that young, but I don't believe it. I just think something was wrong with my dick because it would get hard. Like, and I remember when my babysitter would molest me. But I liked it. But I would like feel like I didn't know why my dick got hard every time she saw it, and I was like ashamed because I thought every time she sees my penis is like big and hard like this, and I want her to see it normal. I didn't know that you were supposed to, I thought something was wrong with my dick for a long time. Even though I should have figured out that for me to put it inside her it would have to be hard, but I didn't know. But I never came till I was like 11. I remember the first time I busted a nut. It was fucking glorious.
I never busted nuts, but I can like remember like getting to that point where you get that that extra tickle.
I didn't have, I never had the that. I've had dry orgasms as an adult because you just sometimes
jerk off. No, I never have it. Never had it as an adult.
I've had a few dry shots, but.
Dry shots?
Yeah, but. Jesus Christ. I remember the first time because I didn't know. I just knew I was horny all the time and this shit felt good. And I remember I got, because you're looking for lube, but you don't know what you're doing yet.
Damn.
I broke out the toothpaste one day. It was minty fresh, but it kind of burned my dick, but the lube was good. And I remember I was just, and this is when my generation, man, everybody pretended they didn't jerk off. Everybody act like it was gross and you weren't supposed to do it. And I'm just jerking away, and I start coming. And I remember I looked at my mom's was in the other room. I was in the bathroom, and I just said out loud, I went, "It's sperm." And I was hoping she couldn't hear me. And then I felt all ashamed. And like probably within 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, I got to do that again soon. And then I discovered shampoo in the shower shortly. It took me a long time to figure out lotion or just spit on your hands.
Yeah, soaps will really sting you.
Yeah.
Soaps will really put a sting in the urethra. It's
probably why I have a urethral itch from time to time.
Like you've heard me say the line, like the first time I ever came, like a little bit of blood and meat came
out. Yeah.
And it looked like, and I remember when there was
this. Is that true? That's just honest to God bullshit you say.
That's an honest to God
A little
thing.
Bit of meat. Ugh.
A little bit of blood and meat came out.
The blood I couldn't understand.
And I remember thinking it was because I'd heard the term sperm.
Yeah.
But when it shot out, I was like, oh, they meant spam.
Spam. Was it delicious?
No, I didn't taste it. All I remember is like it seems like that was like there was like that is meat.
Okay, this is
and that is blood.
You ever taste your own cum?
1,000 times.
Yeah,
even when I didn't want to.
I do it kind of regularly.
I've done it just so I don't have to clean my hands. You know?
I got a thing for a while. Like I did it one time, and then I got a thing for a while where I had to right after I came. It turned me.
It was the thing I started doing.
I remember my third wife was blowing me one time right after we just had this threesome, and I was fucking turned, and I was about to come. I've got a video of this. Like, I could show you me saying this, and I muted this part when we posted it online. But I got a video of this, and I have the sound. It's on my computer somewhere. She's blowing me. I'm about to come, and I tell her... I was, you know, you want to do sick shit when you're real horny and about to nut. I told her, I said, when I come, hold it in your mouth and then kiss me and spit it back in my. And I did it and I swallowed it and then I felt really filthy afterwards. But it was worth it. Yeah, it was a good size load too.
I've never done that, but like not that long ago, I was having a nice rendezvous with a person, and out of nowhere they spit in my mouth, and I was like, "Whoa, like hold on, regular, guy."
I've seen that shit in videos.
I mean, lady or I mean person?
Yeah, person.
And I don't know when you brushed your teeth last. I don't know if you use mouthwash. Don't spit.
I wonder if it's what I'm thinking. You had been with this fine young lady.
Even if I was like
super, for the entire night.
I was like, don't do that.
Don't
man.
Do that.
I don't know if you got gingivitis. I got gingivitis.
Don't do that, lady.
Not
you want
me spitting in your mouth. There's gonna be a little bit of blood. My gums are always bleeding.
Bleeding. Yeah.
You want me to spit in
I
your
got
mouth?
A little bit of bleeding gums. From
you
time
purr.
To time.
Like I'm not gonna do. Like don't do that.
I know who this was. This was just a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
No, it was a while ago.
You lying sack of shit.
Wait, what?
He says, you lying sackish. This was like the night before we recorded the last podcast.
And what?
That this happened, right?
I can't remember.
I won't say nothing. I won't say nothing to this individual.
Oh, my homie.
No, it wasn't him. Okay.
No.
All right.
And he doesn't, he's not a big, no. I mean, yeah, Jesus, man. Yeah. No,
we're you're the one who said that. I was saying this lady.
No, yeah, that lady was
crazy. I'll tell you what.
They're not into touching with the mouth, but it's hilarious either way.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what do you call it? Last night he hits me up. He's like, I'm getting coke tomorrow night, man.
You got to stay closer to the microphone.
No, that's cool. You don't have to worry about that. he was like telling me because like a couple weeks ago, him and his old lady, they were done, right? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then, like, last night, he, like, calls me up. He's like, she's out of town. She's in Park City for the weekend.
She's getting some dick.
He's like, I'm buying an 8-ball tomorrow. Come over to the house. Just me and you. We're going to have an all-nighter. And then I, like, hit him up. I'm like, what are you gonna? He's like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, you fucking fat.
Yeah, dudes get excited when they ladies leave town. Like, it's party time. And you don't realize she's fucking around on you, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they don't see it that way. They think it's party time. It's like, yeah, it is for her. They don't know. So you just got to swing. It's all out in the open.
Swingity swinging.
Criminal minded.